right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop, where they specialize in building furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the trade deadline has come and gone in the NBA, and there was plenty of wheeling and dealing today, and it all centered around the Cleveland Cavaliers, as the Cavs were able to pick up guard George Hill from the Utah Jazz. They also picked up, George Hill from the Sacramento Kings. You also had them, you saw them pick up Rodney Hood, Larry Nance Jr., and Jordan Clarkson from the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, in being able to get Larry Nance Jr. and Jordan Clarkson from the Lakers, it saw the Cavs part with Isaiah Thomas and Channing Frye, as well as giving up a first-round pick in the upcoming NBA draft. Now, I look at this, and this was a big-time day for the Cavs because they needed a clean house, which is what they did. And, of course, they made a few other moves besides this. But it's a situation. We saw the lack of chemistry with this team, and I mean the brakes were coming off of this squad. I mean the wheels had already gone, the brakes were gone as well, and it's a situation. This gives the Cavs an opportunity to get back on track. Why? Because now they've put players around LeBron James that will complement him. I mean, George Hill is not going to be a guy that's going to cause issues in the locker room. George Hill is going to play hard on both ends of the court. The same thing could be said with Rodney Hood. You look at the skill set of a Larry Nance Jr. It's perfect to play alongside LeBron James. Of course, his father, Larry Nance, once upon a time played for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But a guy like Larry Nance Jr., he's a riser. He can get up and down the floor. And he's one of those guys that he can score and fill up the stat sheet without somebody having to run a play for him. Those are the type of guys you need around LeBron James. And then you get another ball handler in Jordan Clarkson. Now look at the Lakers getting Isaiah Thomas. And, I mean, he has a $6 million contract this year, and of course about $3 million left at this point, and then he hits free agency. But if you're the Lakers, obviously that contract comes off of the books, and I mean at some point you're probably going to see both him and Lonzo Ball in the backcourt together. It's going to be interesting to see how this works, because Isaiah Thomas is a guy that needs the ball in his hands. Lonzo Ball is not a selfish point guard. He likes to get his teammates involved. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. And now, if you're Channing Frye, you know, he's a veteran player, and he's going to have the opportunity to go out there and be a coach on the floor for Lakers head coach Luke Walton. Why? Because many moons ago, these two guys played together at the University of Arizona. And of course, they helped the Wildcats make the Elite Eight in 2003. So these guys are very, very familiar with each other. I talked about that three-team trade with the Cavs, the Sacramento Kings, and the Utah Jazz. And for the Jazz, they were able to pick up Jay Crowder and Derrick Rose from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And these are two of the guys that were quote-unquote part of the malcontents along with Isaiah Thomas in that locker room. And I mean, if you're the Jazz, I don't see you giving, what the purpose of you giving up Rodney Hood to bring in the likes of Jay Crowder or Derrick Rose. However, for Jay Crowder, I think this could be a breath of fresh air, because maybe the pressure and the spotlight was too much for him playing alongside LeBron James with the expectations in Cleveland. You go to Utah, you get a chance to recharge your batteries and, you know, send your career forward. For Derrick Rose, I mean, it's unfortunate, because once upon a time, this guy was one of the best players in the NBA. It has just not clicked for him physically. And right now, I'm not sure if Derrick Rose is there mentally. The Kings picked up Joe Johnson from the Utah Jazz and Amon Shumpert from the Cleveland Cavaliers. for Shumpert. Will he be able to play, and will he be there mentally? That's the biggest thing, because if you are not fully on board, Sacramento is not the place for you to go, because this is one of, if not the worst franchises right now in the NBA. We saw the Detroit Pistons pick up Jameer Nelson, and that's big, because for head coach Stan Van Gundy, he's very familiar with Jameer Nelson. They went to the NBA Finals together in 2009 with the Orlando Magic. And then, of course, the Pistons need a pass-first point guard to get both Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond the ball in that front court consistently. So I think this is a good move for the Pistons. We saw that three-team trade between the New York Knicks, Dallas Mavericks, and Denver Nuggets. And the big player for each team, the Knicks will get guard Emmanuel Mudiay, while the Mavericks are getting small forward Doug McDermott, and the Nuggets are getting veteran point guard Devin Harris. And for me, it's typical New York Knicks. They make a trade that simply makes you sit down and scratch your head. Now, of course, earlier this week, the Knicks lost their franchise player in Kristaps Porzingis to a torn ACL. And I really don't see the purpose of trading Doug McDermott. I mean, aside from the fact that he was a fan favorite, this guy could knock down the perimeter shot consistently, and that is something that I think the Knicks need. Now you bring in another young point guard. If you're the Knicks, you already have Trey Burke and you already have Frank Ntilikina, who you drafted in the first round this year. Remember, the Knicks wanted Ntilikina. They passed on Dennis Smith Jr., but now it looks like you're already giving up on Ntilikina, and he doesn't even have one full season under his belt. It's a typical New York Knicks move, and what can you say? I mean, it's hard to be shocked by this when you look at the track record of this Knicks organization for the past few decades. Now, the Nuggets get themselves a veteran point guard in Devin Harris, while the Mavericks get themselves another shooter and scorer in McDermott. I was shocked to see that the Memphis Grizzlies did not move Tyreke Evans. That was a big deal. Today, I already expressed how shocked I was with the New York Knicks in trading Doug McDermott, but you know, this trade deadline did give an opportunity for some teams to kind of like right the wrongs of the past. And I bring up the Miami Heat, as they were able to acquire Dwayne Wade via a trade for a very protected second round pick with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And for Dwayne Wade, of course, when you think about Dwayne Wade, you think about the Miami Heat, as he is hands down the best player that franchise has ever had. He was a three-time NBA champion, of course, twice with LeBron James, and then in 2006 with Shaquille O'Neal. And that year saw Dwayne Wade be the MVP of the NBA Finals. So I think this gives Wade an opportunity to have some more closure towards his career. Obviously, he does not have that many more years left in the NBA, but he does get the opportunity to get some closure and go back to where it started from. But I think the winners today, hands down, were the Cleveland Cavaliers. This was a team in complete disarray. They have not clicked ever since Isaiah Thomas joined this squad. Of course, we know that Kevin Love is out right now, but I think you're going to see a better LeBron James going down the stretch, because now he has players around him that are going to fall in line. And if LeBron James is better, the Cavaliers are better. So I think the Cavs now can, you know, once again recharge their batteries, so to speak, and have a reignition to this club. It looked like before it was a situation where, you know, Cleveland could get bounced in the first round. Now I think Cleveland has a possibility to at least make the Eastern Conference Finals. So I think the Cavs were the big winners. Very shocked with what the New York Knicks did in trading Doug McDermott, but if you've watched this franchise for a long time, you should not be. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 pounds of sports knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.